Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Today we want to talk about justification by grace and by faith. Now our text is from Romans chapter 9, chapter 5, verse 1. It says, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Since earliest ages, people are exchanging things. Before money was invented, they exchanged goods. You give a sheep, and in return you get 10 kilos of rice, as example. In some countries, in some places, you even had to pay for wives. So you gave a camel and five donkeys, and the man promised to give his daughter in marriage. This exchange by payment is continuing unto this day. You go to a shop, you give money, and in exchange you get goods. You pay taxes, and in exchange the government is giving the police, is making good streets, is giving schools and everything. So a newer form of payment is the cashless card, cashless payment by credit card. You buy a lot by credit card, but in the end, you still have to pay the whole thing. So paying by credit card is an illusion. It's not free. You have to pay the credit card back. You think when you buy, oh, only the credit card, I don't have to pay money, but in the end you still have to pay. And many people use a credit card without using their mind, and they get into trouble. We have learned, I give you something, and I will get something in return. At school, you learn and you receive good marks. And when you have good marks, it gives you more honor amongst others. Many rich people, they give their children a car when they finish at the university. So here too, they are learning to get the present. Students learn so that they will get a good job. The more I'm learning, the better job they get. So everything in our life is about giving and receiving. The Bible says, nobody's righteous. Paul wrote to the to the Romans like this, in Romans chapter 3, verses 10 to 18. As it is written, there is no one righteous, not even one. There is no one who understands, no one who seeks God. All have turned away. They have together become worthless. There is no one who does good, not even one. Their throats are open graves. Their tongues practice deceit. The poison of vipers is on their lips. Their mouths are full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Ruin and misery mark their ways, and the way of peace they do not know. There is no fear of God before their eyes. There is no one right, no one righteous, not even one. In other words, there is no good person. Some people think If they have a lot of money, they are superior. They are better. They are good people. But if a millionaire gives $100 to somebody, it doesn't make him good. But people think, oh, he's a good person. The more they have, the more they suppress others. So this is not a new concept. It has always been like that. So the Bible says, no one is good. Don't look at people's appearance because they are not good. Paul continued about why people are not good. No one will be declared righteous in his sight by observing the law. Here, again, we come to the concept of giving and receiving. Many people think if they observe all the laws, they are getting a better standard in heaven. God is more merciful. God is more blessing them. Some think to attend the church every day will bring them the glory of God. Some think by giving a lot of money to the church, God will be merciful and blessing them. Now, I don't want you to misunderstand. Every Christian has to attend church. Every Christian has to give money to the church. But we are giving it by love of God. Because we love God, we give. Because we love God, we go to church. Not to get a better standing before God. But we give in love to our Lord. So, Paul says, no one is good. So what is our fate? In Romans 6:23, he says, for the wages of sin is death. The wages of sin is death. When God gave the command to Adam not to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, God said, if you eat of this tree, you will die. The wages of death is wages of sin is death. Physical death, but also spiritual death. Since that day, people get physically sick. They have all kinds of problems and they die too early. The same is happening spiritually. They have died. They are dead in their sin. There is no remedy anywhere, neither in religion nor in ideology. You can nothing do to get out of that situation. Thank God that verse of Romans 6:23 is going on. It's not finished with death. We continue to read, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Praise the Lord. So the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ. What we have learned throughout life is that if you do something, you get something. If you observe religion, God will be merciful to you. Maybe not. You can never know if obeying all the laws, you have done everything that should be done. And you never become perfect. Therefore, because nobody is perfect, nobody can deliver you from the law, curse of the law. The German priest Martin Luther, he was a Catholic priest and he fulfilled all the laws that the Roman Catholic Church told him to obey. He fasted, he chastised his body, but he couldn't get peace. So he asked his superior priest, what can I do? And they had no solution. Then he found in the Bible what changed his life. And he became the great reformer and Bible translator. We read in Romans chapter 3, verses 22 to 24. This righteousness from God comes through faith in Christ Jesus to all who believe. There is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. Righteousness is for all who have faith in Jesus Christ. We are justified not by law, but by observing things, by grace. We have learned, when you give, you receive. But God's law is different. He gives freely, free of charge. You don't have to do something to get the grace of God. So your sins will be forgiven. Your unrighteousness will be forgiven. It's like a prisoner who is in jail, chained up and locked up, and then somebody comes and says, you can go, you're free. There is no reason why we should be justified and righteous. But it's the love of God that made it. Free gifts without payment. It's a present. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Romans 3:28, it says, for we maintain that a man is justified by faith apart from observing the law. For we maintain a man is justified by faith apart from observing the law. So you don't need to observe the law, but you have faith. This is a different law than what we have learned throughout our lives. It's free. It's free, praise God. There is no hidden point in this free gift. When you see advertisement, you often read in big letters, it's free. Then in small letters, if you buy for a certain amount. Or you can say $500 or francs. Then in small letters, if you buy for 5,000. So God is not like that. God has no hidden thing behind it. He just gives. Praise his name. God stands to his word. When he says it's free, it is free. The free gift of justification. This justification of God cost him a big price. We read in Romans 4:25, he was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification. So for God, it cost a lot to give us. Hallelujah. God is holy and pure. There is no wrinkle, no dust, nothing in him. Sin cannot mix with holiness in the same way that light cannot mix with darkness. It cannot mix. Therefore, the sin must be punished. There is nothing a man can do for his salvation. Since no one is righteous, no one can save another person. And that is why God in his matchless love sent Jesus Christ, his son, to come and die for us. Jesus was born to die. He was the only one in history who was sinless and spotless. He was the only one who could die for our sins. Since he died for us, We were justified. The price was paid. The legal side was dealt with. But through the cross and the death of Jesus Christ, nobody can become a Christian. Nobody. Because it is only forgiveness of the sin. But you cannot come to heaven. It was a resurrection that brought the new life. Praise God. The resurrection has changed everything. No death could hold him back. No death could hold him back. He was raised by the power of God. And new life is possible only because he was raised to life. If he didn't raise to life, he would be in the grave and we can go and see his grave. Like with other people. But he came to life, and this life, this new life that we have in him is a life of power. Romans 5, verse 1, it says, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Death that came through Adam was swallowed up in the resurrection of Christ. Through our justification, we have become righteous. So it is by grace and by faith that we have been saved. Faith and belief is not the same. I believe that tomorrow the weather is good. I believe something is happening. But I have faith in God. I have faith that God is good. I have faith that I have eternal life. I have faith that he has saved me. Romans 8, chapter 1, verse 1, it says, there is therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. No more condemnation. Hallelujah. Amen. How wonderful that is. No more condemnation because of what he has done. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. So we can jump because of what he has done. For those who have accepted Jesus by faith, there is now no more condemnation because Jesus was condemned for us. Praise the Lord. We have a blessed assurance that in Christ Jesus we have been saved, we have been sanctified. The Bible says that there is absolutely no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. Do you get this? Mm-hmm. No condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. None. Zero. Mm-hmm. The Bible says there is absolutely no condemnation to those who are in Christ. Not even a small bit of it. In short, if you are in Christ Jesus, you will never, never, ever be condemned for any sin whatsoever. The condition of this statement, however, is crucial because salvation is for those who have placed their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no other way. And those who do not receive this salvation, who do not put their faith in Christ, they have no remedy. They are not rescued from condemnation. So how can this be? When we place our faith in Christ, God is so closely identifies us with his Son, Jesus Christ, that he gives us credit for Jesus' sinless righteous life, and he accepts Jesus' death as a payment for our death-deserving sin. So Paul put it this way in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we may become the righteousness of Christ. Hallelujah. So if God is judging us on the basis of Jesus' righteousness, how could we ever be condemned? God would never condemn Jesus. And so he will never condemn those who are seen by God as being in Christ. We are in Christ. And how do we come to be in Christ? Only by faith. So Jesus said, I am in the Father and the Father is in me. In his prayer for all believers, he prayed that we might be in him as he is in the Father. So in John 15, he said, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me, you will bear much fruit. He didn't say, if you remain near to me. He didn't say, when you remain close to me. He didn't say, if you remain beside me. But if you remain in me, you will bear much fruit. So the teaching of Jesus is that we are to be in him and he in us. And together, we are in the Father. We become one with the Father. That means that we do what Jesus told us to do. It's important to be in Christ and Christ in me. Colossians 1:27 says, Paul wrote, glorious riches of his mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you, the hope of glory. So that was the message of Jesus. That is our message. Christ in me, the hope of glory. Also, we believe that the Holy Spirit is in us. We don't believe that the Holy Spirit is around us or over us. We believe he's in us. So if we are in Christ, we are one with God the Father, with God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. If we are in Christ, there is no sickness, no harm that can befall us. If we are free from the curse of the law, we are free from the curse of sin. We were justified, we were made righteous. So there is cause to rejoice. We can rejoice. There is no reason to praise God, not to praise God. There's reason to praise him. We praise him in the morning. We praise him in the afternoon. We praise him in the evening. We praise him at night. We praise him continuously all the time. We rejoice and we thank him. We praise him for what he has done for us in the past. We thank him for what he has done in the past, and we thank him for what he's doing in the future. Whatever goes on in your life, remember to praise his name. Even if everything goes upside down, you praise the name of the Lord. Never take off your eyes of Jesus. It is in his name that we are saved. Because there is no other name by which we can be saved. He's the beginning. He's the end. He is all in all. Glory be to his name.